Hi, I'm Mike Hogan with Omaha Public Radio News. This Saturday, March 10th, Children's Respite Care Center, or CRCC, is hosting the Silver Ribbon event, The Heart and the Art of Caring. The live auction includes a signature art piece by 24-year-old visually impaired philanthropic artist Jeffrey Hansen. His story is inspiring. He's battled vision loss, learning disabilities, and a brain tumor named Claude. I had the chance to chat with Jeff and his parents, Julie and Hal, about his life, so I asked Julie, how did they get here?
Jeff taught us to take this journey and go with it, and it's been an amazing ride.
Years ago, a mom told us, never give up, never, ever give up on your child.
Mike, it is so much easier to give up than to keep walking the path and the journey with joy. Jeff didn't allow to be defined that way. It's not the challenge, but rather your response to the challenge that defines you.
Jeff, what is it like for you when you get to paint, and especially when you get to paint with another person?
I always struggle on this question because of my low vision. It's just helpful to have someone there painting with me, and it makes it more fun.
Through the years, as chronicled in the book, your artwork has become more sophisticated. Though you aren't able to see them very well, you are sure able to create things that we can see well. Do you have any insight into how you're able to do that?
Well, my vision is like looking through Swiss cheese. It's good at patches and bad patches, but it's spotty. So it has gotten more sophisticated over time because my vision has slowly and slightly improved since I started painting.
Hal, you're a medical doctor, at least at the printing of the book, you were head of the ER.
Yes.
As Jeff was struggling health-wise and physically, Jeff had an attitude the whole time that was a pretty positive deal, almost an inability to understand some sadness that you discuss in the book. Would you care to comment on that?
You know, as we said in the book, as a parent, you have this child that you assume is going to be normal and healthy and, you know, have some stupendous career and success, and then you have this bank of dreams for your child, and then, you know, okay, you have a genetic disorder. Okay, you have a brain tumor. Okay, you're losing vision. And so your dream bank just keeps slowly chipping away to the point where you think, well, there's nothing left here. I don't see how you're going to, you know, survive as an adult in this world. To start there, where your dream bank account is depleted, then Jeff turns this around, and now, that was at age 12, now at age 24, I quit my job as an ER doctor. I work for Jeff. Julie works for Jeff. Jeff has given $3 million to charity. So the Dream Bank is now bulging with deposits, a 180-degree turnaround that no one would have predicted or anticipated.
This interview came about because of the Children's Respite Care Center and one of Jeff's paintings that is going to be auctioned off for the Heart and Art of Caring event on March 10th. Is that an event where just the painting will make it, or will you guys be here as well?
We will be there, and we are actually sharing video and speaking about Jeff's story at the event, as well as Jeff will be there with an auctioneer auctioning one of his original paintings with the proceeds, of course, supporting CRCC.
For more information on the event this Saturday, March 10th, you can go to crccomaha.org, or you can also go to jeffhansenart.com. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Mike Hogan.